Loud explosions have rocked Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine this morning as Russia launched several waves of drone attacks. Let's go to Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine and find out more. Joseph, what are you hearing today?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv, where it was a quiet night here in the West, but in Kyiv and many other places throughout Ukraine, there were five hours of air raid alert through the night. Really from about like 12 o'clock midnight to 5 o'clock in the morning. So that makes it, you know, a little bit of a difficult Monday morning for people. And in the past few days, I've been at this, I was at the tech conference, the IT Arena annual tech conference in Lviv. And one thing that comes up, you know, especially as there were many foreigners, you know, Europeans and Americans in particular here at the conference, and you know, how people, you know, you have to, you know, everyone still gets up and you have to go to work Monday morning, whether, you know, you're a lawyer, you work in tech, or you work in a coffee shop. And so this morning, most people in Kyiv have not really slept, including children in school. And everyone's still, you know, there's no like snow delay, you know, there's no delay for drone attacks. And so everyone gets there on time and keeps going. But I think with a lot of understanding for each other. And as always, it's, I think the best way to describe these midnight or nighttime attacks is this dance macabre, because the in this case, it was not missiles. It was drones, a few missiles, mainly drones. And they're flying every different direction. And in as the night went on toward the morning, they began to converge on the city of Kyiv. And so it was a very loud night as air defense worked to protect the city. The air defense is pretty sharp there, but then of course there's always debris falling that causes problems. But mainly it was a very loud night, and we have reports that the Russians are starting to use Starlink drones. I'm sorry, Elon Musk's Starlink satellites on some of the drones to help guide the drones to their targets. And so that's you know, as we see the Russians as well continuing to try to improve their capabilities. But what I saw these past days in Lviv was really, you know, the strength of the Ukrainian mind, the innovative spirit here at the IT Arena conference. You know, there were the comments that former President Trump made last week that Ukraine is gone. But if you were in Lviv over the weekend, you would not have felt that at all. The conference was centered in the beautiful Opera House, which was built in the early 1900s. And, you know, sitting in that sort of the grand central chamber, hundreds of people listening to startups make their pitches. You had a panel of Europeans, Americans, and Ukrainians judging the best ideas. They had nice little gin and tonic stations with Ukrainian gin all over the different venues around the city. So it was a nice moment for people to relax and connect with each other. And it was it almost was like the center of the city became almost a university campus. Many restaurants and cafes were hosting the panels of the conference, and everything from civilian startup ideas to of course military ideas. And in fact, there's one restaurant on the main square in Lviv. It's called the Most Expensive Galician Restaurant. And sort of this is the sort of cheekiness of businesses and restaurants in this city, in that medieval square of Lviv. And to get into the restaurant, you walk up into an apartment building and you knock on a door, and an old man invites you into this tiny little Austro-Hungarian era apartment, and he's playing some old record on a record player and talking to you about who knows what. And then he pushes a wall, and there's this beautiful restaurant beyond the wall.
Wow.
And in there, people were talking about, you know, AI solutions and, you know, how better to use artificial intelligence to stop Russian attacks, to improve Ukrainian weapons. And the companies that that won, you know, they gave out prizes for the best startup companies. And they had, you know, there was many civilian applications, but it was a reminder of even civilian ideas are born of the war experience. So, for example, one of the winning companies uses virtual reality to help surgeons plan their surgery, to sort of, you know, walk through it in advance. Another one was called Bliss Brain, which is a meditation app using AI. And, you know, you could, when you've had a sleepless night of drone attacks, meditation app could be very helpful. And then there was yet another called, the third winner was Aspici Lumify, which is trying to help scale psychological services. And then on the, of course, on the defense side, there's an amazing development happening here out of necessity and, you know, and the desire to win. The winning company was called Oko Camera, which makes thermal imaging devices for drones in battle. And the runner-up was called Vidar Systems, which uses acoustic technology so you can know where your enemy is in the battlefield using acoustic technology. And the third third winner was Norda Dynamics, which helps drones even when they lose communication. So if Elon ever chooses to turn off Starlink with the software from Norda Dynamics, the drone can still continue on its course even when it loses internet connection. So that's just a little slice of all this innovative talk that was happening here in the medieval and very European city of Lviv, even as it was a loud and difficult weekend in Kyiv City.
So interesting, and obviously implications there for countries around the world. School kids, do not get a drone day. That's my takeaway from our conversation on this Monday with you, Joseph.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, Bob, by the way, our friends in the cultural forces, the soldier musicians, are going to Atlanta tomorrow. So if anyone's around there, follow me at JP Lindsley and try to connect to those guys.
Yeah, we have links posted on WGNRadio.com as well. Appreciate the reporting as always, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.